What these bitches want from a nigga? What these bitches want from a nigga? What these bitches want from a nigga? Dog, I meet bitches, discreet bitches, street bitches, slash, Cocoa Puff, sweet bitches, what? Make you wanna eat bitches, but not me. Y'all niggas eat off the plate all you want, but not D. I fucks with these hoes from a distance. The instant they start to catch feelings, I start to steal in they shit, then I'm out just like a thief in the night. I sink my teeth in the bite. You think of life, I'm thinking more like, what's up tonight? Come on, ma, you know I got a wife. And even though that pussy tight, I'm not gonna jeopardize my life. Right. So what is it you want from a nigga? What? I gave you, you gave me. Bitch, I blazed you, you blazed me. Nothing more, nothing less. But you at my door, willing to confess that it's the best you ever tested. Right. Better than all the rest. I'm like, all right, girlfriend, hold up. I gave you what you gave me, boo. Enough.
What you want from a nigga?
What these bitches want from a nigga?
Really want.
What these bitches want from a nigga?
Yeah.
What these bitches want from a nigga?
What you want from me? Baby, tell me what you want from me.
There was Brenda, Leticia, Linda, Felicia, Dawn, LaShawn, Inez, and Alicia, Teresa, Monica, Sharon, Nikki, Lisa, Veronica, Karen, Vicky, Cookie. Oh, I met her in the ice cream parlor. Tanya, Diane, Lori, and Carla, Marina, Selena, Katrina, Sabrina, about three Kims, LaToya, Tina, Shelly, Bridget, Kathy, Rashida, Kelly, Nicole, Angel, Juanita, Stacy, Tracy, Rhonda, and Rhonda, Donna, Yolanda, Tawana, and Wanda. We're all treated fairly, but getting still. But this is all some other shit, now that I'm fucking with you here. But I'ma keep it real. What the fuck you want from a nigga? What the fuck you want from a nigga?
On the hill we got up on
it. Hey, hey,
what you want from me? Baby, tell me what you want. What you want?
Hey, yo, I think about when a nigga didn't have, and a nigga told a joke, and the bitches didn't laugh. See, now I do the math. I see if you got this, and this, and this. To some cats, that nigga's the shit. And that's all they fucking with. But see, these bitches don't know. If these bitches ain't for real, these bitches don't go. Knock on the door, no show. I'm asleep, trying to creep with your best friend.
Hey, tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me. Oh, I know it's so hard to be.
What these bitches want from a nigga?
Not a victim of my reality.
What these bitches want from a nigga?
Heard you calling me names. Said I was right.
What these bitches want from a nigga?
One thing you gotta know, I'ma be a nigga for life.
Another episode of Unaccompanied Adult with Joe Diaz. What's going on, everybody? Oh, man. You need to listen to DMX at least three times a week. You do. I suggest it. I highly suggest it. Rest in peace to the legend DMX. But yeah, man, you need to listen to the dog every so often, man. Because it helps you. It helps you with life. You're asking serious questions out here, man. What these bitches want from a nigga? Y'all be eating long enough. Now stop being greedy. Ruff, ruff, all that shit. What's going on, everybody? I hope everybody's okay. Last week, I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. It got a little dark. But again, man, like that's why I love doing this show, because it runs the gamut between serious and just fucking and just goofing off and just, you know, it runs the gamut. That's the duality of man. You can't just keep it serious all the time, or you can't just keep it goofy, silly, and, you know, give it a name, or, you know, you can't just be one thing. You have to be multifaceted in life. You have to really pay attention to a wide array of emotions and feelings. And last week, I decided to series everything out. I've heard a lot of good feedback from last week's show, so thank you very much. I appreciate and love all y'all. But as I was climbing out of my mental despair, if you will, I start seeing this video go around. And you know what? Let me see if I can find this short on YouTube. So apparently women are getting like a little uppity when it comes to where they want to date or where they want to go for a date and all this shit. Is just I don't like it. I don't appreciate it. So let me for backstory, somebody, I don't know if it was the guy or the young lady, they posted this video online, I think on TikTok, where for the first date, he took this young lady to Cheesecake Factory and she refused to get out. So this is the video. One second.
Just get the door for you.
Okay. He got me at the Cheesecake Factory, y'all. I ain't gonna just go. Yes.
Would you want me to open the door for you?
Already, he's just losing.
You're recording me?
Yeah. Yeah, this is the Cheesecake Factory. This is the Cheesecake Factory, y'all.
What's the problem with that?
This is a chain restaurant. Who takes someone that looks like this to a chain restaurant?
You want to talk about it? I'm fine with talking about it, even in front of them.
Oh, right. Yeah, I want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Come on, get up on in the car. Yeah.
I want to talk about it too, bitch. I want to talk about it. First of all, before we even get to the Cheesecake Factory, let's just dissect what she's saying. You don't take someone that looks like me to Cheesecake Factory. Now, if she looked like Heidi Klum, Jessica Alba, I'm naming old bitches. I need newer chicks. Megan Fox. If she was up there, right? If she looked, you know, good as hell, you know, you show out a little bit. You take her to a fancy place. Or fancier place, I should say. But this bitch, this young lady, before I start sounding too toxic for my female audience, this bitch looks like she works out to be somewhat out of shape. Like she looks, you know, she's a bit on the robust side, which I have a type, you know, being of the melanated community. It's all about curves. It's all about, you know, body types and shit. So anyway, she says, "You don't take a woman that little like me to Cheesecake Factory." Now, I don't see the problem with the Cheesecake Factory. I don't. Well, I do, because it's like 124 pages of just shit. I haven't been to the Cheesecake Factory in years. And a matter of fact, my girl is still kind of upset because we still haven't gone, and that's her jam. So, but what makes a person think? Or what makes a person entitled to go somewhere specifically on a first date? Now, I've been discussing this topic with coworkers and just friends and shit. And I go, so what's wrong with going to the Cheesecake Factory? So then next, in my discussions, you know, I'm going to break down everything that we said and everything that we talked about. And as I was preparing for the show, the list comes out. The list comes out. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, a young lady on Facebook, and if, by the way, you already know that she's like 38 years old or above because she's using Facebook still. Anyway, so this young lady on Facebook has, excuse me, she asked her followers, her friends on Facebook, to put in ideas of places a man should never take you on the first date. And that's the list that I'm going to discuss tonight. This is the problem with today's world. This fucking list right here. So, when DMX asks, along with Cisco, what these bitches want from a nigga, I don't know anymore. I don't. I can pontificate of what they want. But at the end of the song, or the end of the day, I'm just going to keep asking, somebody let me know, dog. I'm going to still ask that because I don't know what these bitches want from a nigga DMX. I don't. I still don't. I'm 40. I still don't. So anyway, here is the list as follows. And I'm going to try to break it down as I go on. Now, number one, so here is, this is the post. Here is a list of places women absolutely refuse to go on date, on the first date, to, and thank you to the ladies who reached out to help me on this list. Got it. It's 28 items on this list. Number one, Cheesecake Factory. Now, why Cheesecake Factory? Like, why specifically Cheesecake Factory? You have a myriad of cheesecake options. That's why I would go. I love cheesecake. Love it. Again, you have 148 pages of food items that you can choose from. Matter of fact, my girl and I, we Uber Eats, ate, whatever. We ordered from Uber Eats the cauliflower bites. Amazing. A little Thai sweet chili sauce on it. A little ranch to dip it in. It's amazing. Again, this is not Ruth's Chris, which is a chain restaurant. This is not Say Less for the people here in New York. This is not Fire and Oak for the Jersey people. But it's a respectable establishment. They're still open, which means they still sell decent food. Now, the first, I think, five places are chain restaurants. Number one, Cheesecake Factory. Number two, Applebee's. Y'all better stop fronting on Applebee's. That 2 for $20 has saved many a life. On a first date, girl, you can get what? They let you choose four options, soup or salad, unlimited bread. Stop playing with me. You want sparkling raspberry lemonade? They got it. On me, baby. And I'll get you the chocolate lava cake, if you will. Chili's, which is just... it's Applebee's again. Number 5, Olive Garden. Now, ladies. We don't travel much. And a lot of these women asking for places that... that they look Instagrammable, high-end places, places outside of a chain restaurant. These women, some can't afford to go on their own. So what they do is they rely on men to give them free meals at places that they can't afford normally on their own. And they can't travel. Going to the beach is not Coney Island, stupid. So, if you want to travel, baby, I'll take you to Olive Garden. We can take the tour of Italy. That Parmigiano Reggiano is amazing. I'll tell the waiter to keep putting cheese on his shit until he dislocates his rotator cuff. So, why not spend a meal with each other, when we can talk? It's not wild out. It's not crazy. It's not here and there. It's not a special occasion. It's the first interview. It's this initial interview that I'm having with you, the first date. And you go, I don't want to go to Cheesecake Factory. I don't want to go to Applebee's. I don't want to go to Chili's. I don't want to go to Chipotle. You don't want to go to Chipotle. You don't want to go to Chipotle? Get a fucking vegan bowl with extra guac. I got it. Yo, how much is guacamole? $4.50? Put double on that shit. Anything for this young lady right here. You want the wild rice or you want the lime cilantro rice? Yo, fucking mix both of them, bro. I got it. And you don't want to go to Olive Garden. They sell wine. Have unlimited breadsticks. Soup. Or salad. So you can't just have an enjoyable dinner with me at a place where it's respectable. It's been open for 40 years. Or I don't know. It's been open for a long time, and yet you don't want to come out with me. Got it. As we continue on. The movies. I get it. The movies is dark. You're not really talking to each other. You're not facing each other. Maybe your taste in movies is not her taste in movies, you know, because you haven't had the initial, you don't know what each other likes. It's your first date. I get it. However, allow me to say, on my first date, back in, like, I want to say 2002. Yeah, it was 2002. I think I told this story on air before. I took a young lady, very pretty girl, very, very stupid. I took her to Applebee's, the 2 for $20. I'm 19 years old. Come on. I'm on a budget. I'm on a fixed income. I'm a college student. I work in a shoe store at the time. Applebee's, 2 for $20. Then after that, let's go to the movies. Or we do movies first, and then we do dinner. She didn't complain. You know, I get it. The older you become, the more, I guess, your tastes expand and refine. You go, you take people to different places. But hey, if my man if he doesn't have it like that, he's going to take you to chain restaurants. It is what it is. Plus, like, Applebee's got, like, dollar margaritas, the dollarita. You know how many fucking DUIs this promotion causes? Anyway, as we continue on, the movies. Got it. You know, I can see why not, but okay. Your house. Now, in the past, I have invited young ladies to my house for the first date. Yo, I'm going to cook. You bring wine. Da-da-da-da. Blah, 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 blue. But I get it. You don't know me. You don't know the guy. It could be stranger danger. You could be fucking, he could slip something in your Pinot Grigio and you're going to wake up tied up inside of his basement. I get it. I get the apprehension on that one. Got it. Number 8, any fast food chain. Now, again, it depends on how the guy got it, how well he is off, how well that person is off, right? But I get it. I can understand it. A lot of people aren't into fast food. You know, you can't. It's more of a high school thing, right? You know, I'm going to take this girl to Burger King right quick. Get some chicken fries. Get a Hershey pie. But I get it. Yes. Like, I remember in high school when I had my high school girlfriend, yo, every day for lunch, yo, let me get 2 chicken wings and a soda and some fries for my baby. let me get her all the chicken wings. Extra duck sauce. Duck sauce on chicken wings used to be the shit. Anyway, Buffalo Wild Wings. Why not? If she's into sports, it's a sports bar. You're having chicken wings. Everybody loves chicken wings. Now, you know, now you're in Buffalo Wild Wings. You had that little tablet. You can play a trivia game there. Again, there might be a fight. There might be a game. She might be into the Giants. Or if she's extremely toxic, she could be a Steelers fan. But yeah, I don't see that. Like Wingstop, I number 10 Wingstop, I lumped that in with fast food chains. But again, it's maybe you can get the chicken wings from Wingstop. Yo, let me get some lemon pepper wet and go out on a picnic. Yo, let's go on a drive. We'll park in front of a skyline and we eat chicken wings and we talk and we vibe. Maybe listen to Rick Ross since he's the owner of this establishment. Red Lobster. Come on now. Queen Bey, Beyonce has said, if he's good, I take him to Red Lobster. And now, are you telling me that you're better than Beyonce? That if a guy fucks her well, she'll take him to fucking Red Lobster? Get them Cheddar Bay biscuits? You're saying that you're better than Beyonce. I doubt it. I highly doubt it. But whatever. Number 12, a buffet. I get it. There's too many people sneezing on shit. Too many people grabbing ladles and fucking spoons and shit. I get it. I completely get it. A buffet, I got it. Number 13, IHOP. Matter of fact, 13 and 14 are breakfast spots. IHOP and Denny's. Now, baby girl, sometimes I'll invite you to have a breakfast date. What, Joe? That's out of this world. A breakfast date? That's right, baby. A breakfast date. I might take you to IHOP and get you a fruity tooty, fresher fruity breakfast. Fucking whipped cream, smiley face, and strawberry eyes, baby. Come on. Stop playing with me. Denny's. Moons over my hammy. You don't want the Denny's Grand Slam breakfast? It comes with ham and bacon and sausage. 2 eggs over easy. Home fries if you want. You're too good for that? For a breakfast? And I, like, you know what's funny? It's like one time I had a breakfast date. I took it to this spot. We can talk. We can have coffee. You're hungry. I'm hungry. It's fucking 8 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday. Now, shit didn't work out. Again, she was like, hey, da-da-da-da-da. She texted me later. Hey, I didn't feel the vibe. I didn't feel this. I didn't feel that. I get it. I respected it because she fucking told me, and she didn't waste my night. That's why I planned the breakfast date. Now I got the rest of my day ahead of me. And what's funny, since I was single at the time, I set up a lunch date and a dinner date with some other bitch. Like, it's just time management. So you don't want to go to IHOP. You don't want to go to Denny's. Got it. Number 15, the gym. I get it. Because you're not really... It's a bad place to communicate. You know, He's just over there just trying to take his shirt off and shit. He just wants to see how you look in leggings. I get it. It's creepy. The church. Number 16, the church. It depends. I know, like, down south, you know, they're really big on the church and shit. Like, the family that prays together stays together. I'm sorry if that sounded a tad racist. I apologize. But yeah, like, down south, you know, they're big on the church. But not for a first date. I get it. It's creepy. Like, you're going to run into people that he knows. And then if it doesn't work out, they're going to go, yo, whatever happened to this girl? I get it. It's awkward as shit. If you met at church and then your first date is at a church function, still weird. All right. Number 17, Starbucks. Now, a matter of fact, 17 and 18 are combined. Starbucks and coffee dates. Now, I wholeheartedly believe that coffee dates are the vibe. Because it makes everybody feel safe. Because I'm having a cup of coffee with this young lady. She's having a cup of coffee with me. Now, we can converse. We can have a conversation in a quiet area, in a quiet surrounding, in a chill environment. They might have tea depending on the place that you take her. Now, all right. Starbucks, they have teas. They have really good fucking, they have good caffeinated beverages. But again, this is a place where you can just talk and you can vibe. I once had a job interview at a fucking Starbucks. It's just, it is what it is. It's the worst thing that could happen. You come out with a apple crisp oat milk shaken espresso. So, coffee dates, I like coffee dates because there's not a lot of pressure. There's not a lot of pressure to impress there. Like, you already know what you're getting into. I'm having coffee. You're having coffee. We're talking. We're getting to know each other. And there's no alcohol involved. So you get to go home safe and sound. Now, ice cream dates, number 19. Ice cream dates, I get it. But at the same time, it's like in the past, I've taken females out on ice cream dates. You know, like it's 1958 and shit. Like, hey, girl, you want to come out to the malt shop and have a vanilla ice cream with me? 22 Skidoo, whatever the fuck they said back in the day. I don't know. Number 20, family functions. Again, I lumped this in with the church thing. Where, yeah, it's awkward. Like, you know, you're just meeting his mom, his aunt, his cousins and shit. And then, like, let's say if it doesn't work out and you kind of live in the same area, they run into you like, hey, well, whatever happened to you and Joe and whatever. I get it. It's weird. Movie night. So number 21, movie night. I lumped this in with number 7, your house. Like Netflix, Hulu. Like, you know, Netflix and chill. Hulu and Do You. HBO Max and Tap That Axe. I'm gonna patent that. Amazon Prime and give you some time. Peacock kind of writes itself. Anyway, so yeah, so again, it all depends on your comfort level or her comfort level. I've certainly had movie night dinner at my place on a first date in the past, but I can get how that can deter a young lady from going. Number 22, somewhere that requires a long drive. Now, I get it, and I don't. Now, let's say if I'm driving, then I have no problem with driving far. I really don't. But again, like if she says I'm gonna meet you there, she wants to be within typically people, especially young ladies, want to be around somewhere that is familiar to them. That way, just in case things go south, they can just make a quick getaway right back to the house within 25, 30 minutes. Like if it's 45 minutes to an hour, then yeah, like just save that shit for when you're officially dating and like, yo, I know the spot down in Princeton and shit and whatever. But I get it. So I completely get. 23, I disagree with bowling. These bitches said bowling. Now, taking away what happened in Maine. Sorry. But bowling is that's a dope ass date. It's a good date. You're having fun. There's mozzarella sticks in the air. There's a pool table over there. There's beer, maybe room temperature beer. And now you're competing. And now you get to talk and you're having fun. That's a fun ass date. I disagree. Bowling is dope. I like bowling. 24 nightclubs, which I don't. The older you get, I get it. You don't want to go to you don't want to go to a nightclub, but I can understand this one because the music is loud. There's not really a lot of room to dance. You're just mainly at your table and shit. I get it, but it depends on the age group that you're in. Like a 22-year-old, 22 to let's say 27, might want to go to the lobby over here in Elizabeth, or they want to go somewhere and they can shake their tail feather. Pardon the language. Like the older you get, like, you know, 35 to up and shit, like when women's knees hurt while they twerk and shit, they don't like to go to the club that much because, you know what, shit hurts and it's too loud. I get it. 25, the hookah bar. Now the hookah bar, it's quiet, it's chill. They got dope music. You know, I feel it's a vibe. But like, so why not go to the hookah bar when if you're gonna go to the club, you're gonna smoke hookah there anyway. You goof. 26, a bar for just drinks. A bar for just drinks. Now that's number 26. Now, a bar for just drinks, for me, is very equivalent to a coffee date. Again, like I've met up with years ago. I met this girl, I think on mijente.com. That's how old this shit is. That's how long ago it was. I met this girl on mijente. Hey, let's meet up at this Applebee's bar and for drinks and whatever. Now, we ended up having a couple of drinks and we had a good time. This reminds me of a story where it recently, and it's very connected to all this shit, where a young lady was invited by a guy to go have drinks, just drinks. Now, the goof, the lady, decided to order 48 oysters. And my guy said, I'm paying for the drinks. You pay for the oysters. I said just drinks. You decided to order 48 oysters like you're fucking Aquaman out here. Of course, posted it. This guy ain't shit. Anyway, but I think a bar for just drinks, maybe a wine bar, maybe, you know, grab a couple of beers. It depends on how casual or how formal you want to have it. I don't see a problem with it. Waffle House. Number 27, Waffle House. I get it. You can get stabbed. Depending on what time of day you go. But yeah, I get it. Waffle House. However, I digress. Let me hit this fucking U-turn really quick. Russell Wilson rented out an entire Waffle House for Ciara's birthday, so she can have Waffle House. Now, are you telling me that you're better than Ciara and Russell Wilson? That they can have this? He's met the president and vice president. He's met both presidents. He's met Obama and Biden. You mean to tell me that you're better than a man who met the two presidents to eat a Waffle House? And it's just like hood hibachi because they make it right in front of you. Texas toast and all that. But whatever. I digress. And number 28, sports events. Now, for a first date, I understand. Unless you're having like box seats or if you have like the suite or whatever. And then you're on another level and shit. But like, you know, regular, hey, I'm going to take this girl out to the Yankee game, the Met game, or the Giants or the Jets game or whatever. I get it. It's a lot of noise. It's too much going on. It's overstimulation. I get it. So, and that's the list. That's in the entire list. So again, Earl Simmons said it very perfectly. What these bitches want from a nigga? Somebody let me know. Dog. So I think, and again, this past week where I was just discussing this topic with coworkers and friends and just people in general. I said that, you know, if it's people do things for likes, for posts and likes, right? Comments and likes. So a lot of these places aren't very much Instagrammable. They're not social media friendly. It depends. Like women these days who are dating, who go out on dates, and especially first dates, they don't even show who they're with. They just show that they're at dinner with a shrimp. I mean, I have a shrimp cocktail in front of me. I have my drink in front of me. Here's my margarita right there in front of me. And here's a neon sign that says fucking gear clutch shift. Shit, you know, shit like that, right? So a lot of people just do this shit for Instagram, for social media, for TikTok. They do it for the look. So like me coming up and me dating in the past, I didn't really have to deal with that. So it was more when I started dating now. In the past couple of years, not now. Like I'm very lucky that the lady that I'm with, you know, we've gone to decent, like really, really decent restaurants, BYOB places, and she's like, yo, what the fuck? You know, when are we going to Cheesecake Factory in person and shit? So so yeah. So thinking about this and preparing for this episode, I was saying that the guys have been mighty quiet. They've been really quiet on this topic. For the most part, they're like, I'll take a chick, whatever I fucking want to, blah, blah. So I'm like, these guys have been quiet. There's no pushback. There's no, here's our list. And just like a thief in a fucking night, the list came out. Now, women have a list of things or places that they don't want to go on first dates. Now, being the toxic Avenger that I am, I found this list. And I was a fan of it because I'm a toxic Avenger. And this is the list. These are the types of women that men should not take on a date. Here's the pushback, ladies. And you're going to love this. Like Men's Warehouse. You're going to love the way this looks. Number one, single mothers. You should not take a single mother on a date, bro. On a first date? On a date? That's wild. Because the older you get, it's really hard pressed to not meet a single mom. Women with a lot of tattoos. Women who dare to dress provocatively. Now, I'm not gonna lie, the one, two, and three have been my bag. So I don't know what the fuck these guys are talking about. Number five, sex worker. Like OnlyFans girls, porn stars, strippers. Again, I can see the apprehension, but those bitches don't deserve 2 for $20. Got it. Number five, Instagram models, bottle girls, or escorts. Now, those are the type of women, like, historically, I might find a PhD in one of them. However, historically, stereotypically, Instagram models, bottle girls, and escorts. Yeah. I'll just keep my comments to myself right now. Women with a large social media following. Again, these are women who just go on dates and just to post things on Instagram, which, whatever. Women with purple hair. Women with promiscuous friends. Now, ladies, I understand that, you know, just because my friends are a hoe doesn't mean I'm a hoe. But birds of a feather fuck mad niggas. Got it. Number nine, women who travel alone regularly. Yeah, because they're getting fucking raw dogged in Barbados and St. Kitts. I get it. Can't trust this bitch. Oh, I'm just going to go out there so I can read a book on the beach. Got it. You're getting fucking drilled, woman. You're getting pogo sticked out there. Women that drink a lot. That's funny. That's funny for somebody out there. Women who drink a lot. Yeah, because they always fight. They always find a fucking reason to fight. Shouldn't take this bitch out. Like, you know, she'll just fucking drink a bikini teeny and fucking punch you in the head. Women without fathers. That's hilarious. But it was funny is that single moms, women with a lot of tattoos. Matter of fact, no woman on this list has a father. Number 12, women who party every weekend. Number 13, women who were previously married. I mean, you can take a woman that's currently married on a date, which I've done also. But it's hard pressed. Again, it all depends on your age group. You know, you're going to meet a lot of ex-wives out there. Number 14, plus-sized, unhealthy women. Now, that there's a difference. There is a difference. There is a difference between being plus-sized and robust and being unhealthy. Like, let's say, I'm trying to fucking figure out a cute fat bitch. sorry that I said it like that. But like, you don't want to go out with Precious or Lizzo. You don't want to go out with them.
But they're beautiful in their own way, Joe. Stop body shaming.
Got it. If she's so beautiful, how come you get mad when I say, yo, you look like Lizzo? So, yes. Women on dating apps. Come on now. Come on. Come on, bro. That's, I don't know who's meeting anybody in real life anymore. And number 16, divorcees. Now, again, there was always going to be pushback. Ladies, you don't understand, like, this whole Me Too movement and I deserve better and blah, blah, and I need a guy on my level. I'm an independent woman. I'm a feminist and all that. And then yet you want to be passenger princess. You want to be taken care of. You want to be spoiled and babied and all that. You cannot have both. Both things are complete contradictions to each other. You can't be a feminist that wants equal pay and equal treatment and want to be babied at the same time. That shit doesn't fucking, that's not real feminism as you define it today. So again, there was always going to be pushback. There was always going to be pushback. The guys, you forget that we invented this toxic shit and this is the motherfucker thanks we get. We taught you everything that you know about being toxic. And yet, we fell back so you guys can catch up just slightly. And what do? You make stupid-ass lists where I don't want to go to fucking, I don't want to go to a diner. I don't want to go here. I don't want to go there. Cool. Bet. You got it, baby girl. Now you're a serial dater. Because the guy who takes you to Cheesecake Factory, the guy that takes you to Chipotle, to a hookah bar, to a coffee date, he might be a real solid dude and he's just trying to fill you out. And now he knows, once I get to know her, I want to spoil her. I want to take her places. I want to do this for her. Now, the problem is that everybody, every time they go out, not everybody, I should say, but women these days, every time you go out has to be a special event, has to be a special occasion. Like, damn, bitch, can we leave something for a special day? You want to go to a high-end restaurant every Friday? No. No, I'm not. I don't got it like that. Me personally, I don't got it like that. I can do it every once in a while, but I'm not going to do it every single time. Sometimes we're going to get Wendy's. Sometimes we're going to get Burger King. Sometimes we're going to get Chipotle. We're going to get a falafel bowl somewhere. But then sometimes we'll go to a spot where nobody knows, and it's a chill spot. It's a hot, you know, the chef is Michelin star. And we can spend time like that. And that's the balance of life. The balance of life is, hey, not every fucking football game is a Super Bowl. Sometimes you play the Bengals. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, not everything has to be so extravagant and lavish every single time we go out. Because it makes it less special. Allow me to say it like that. It makes it less special. It makes it less, you know, it makes it stick out less. How do you make memories if everything is memorable? I don't get it. You know? I'm telling you, you're not going to be able to take these bitches anywhere anymore. Guys, we're not very complicated creatures. We're not. We like to, you know, we like to chill and we like to vibe out and, you know, we're not complicated as a female species. We're not. I'm telling you, we're not. Babe, you can take us to fucking to goddamn Del Frisco's. You can take us to Del Frisco's for a fucking tomahawk steak, or you can buy us steakums from the Dollar Tree, and we're good because my baby did this for me. It just shows how unsatisfied women have become in 2023. Just unsatisfied. You're not satisfied with just being well off. You have to, yeah, it has to be the best shit in the world. I have to have Salt Bae fucking come out with his stupid little sunglasses. Motherfucker, that's why he went out of business. Every Sunday you go to brunch. Every Sunday you go to brunch in a white dress with a DJ? Can we just go to White Rose and get a fucking an egg platter with home fries? No? You're not good with that? All right. So there's some people, I have new listeners. And apparently people in my life are being asked, is he always like this? Is he like this in real life? Yes, I am. I am. I am the Toxic Avenger. Well, thank you for listening anyway. So, fellas, just, hey, man, if she doesn't agree to go out with you to the place of your choosing, then I say find somebody else. Because if a girl doesn't want to go to IHOP, there's another woman right behind her that's going to be stoked for that short stack. And before I go, rest in peace to Matthew Perry. Yeah, man. Like, you know, it's unfortunate, you know, we're losing all of our childhood actors and heroes and all that stuff. So, they're still investigating the cause of his death. Apparently he drowned in his hot tub. So, but you know, he has battled with addiction, with alcohol and drugs, pills, and depression. So they say there was no foul play, but yeah, man, just, you know, rest in peace to Matthew Perry, and prayers go out to his family. And I'll leave y'all with this. Take care of yourself. Take care of your loved ones. Check up on your loved ones. Check up on your strong friends. And until next time, this has been another episode of Unaccompanied Adult with Joe Diaz. Even at my worst, I'm best with you, yeah. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. When it ever been your day, your week, your month, or even your year, I'll be there for you. When the rain starts to pour, I'll be there for you. Like I've been there before, I'll be there for you. Cause you're there for me too.